Chapter 10, Mishnah 8. A mechazir choy b'shvis. If someone repays his debt after the seventh year, right? So the seventh year has come and gone, and he doesn't have to repay it because the seventh year cancelled the loan. But nevertheless, he comes and he comes to repay his debt. Yomar lo. So the person, the lender, says to him, "Meshamet ani. Cancel your debt. You don't have to pay me back. The seventh year has passed, and you don't have to pay me back." I'm a lawyer, but if the person says to him, "Afal pikein, I know I don't have to pay you back, but even so, I still want to pay you back." Yekabel mimenu. So the lender is now able to receive, he's actually able to take the money from him. Shneimar, as the pasuk says in Devarim, "Vezeh davar hashmita." This is the davar hashmita. Davar means word or thing. So they learn out from the fact that it means word, that all he has to do after the shmita year is verbally say, "Meshametani, I don't want the loan. You don't have to pay me back." And if he says that, he's fulfilled his obligation, and then he can take the money. It's almost like a meshametani, thank you. Right? So he says, "Kayotzi bo simli ritzach shegala le'em miklat." Someone who kills somebody else, but not intentionally, right? Unintentionally, he kills somebody else, and he has to run away to the cities of refuge. And then when he gets there, the people of the city want to honor him. So he's got to say to them, "But I'm like a murderer," right? "I'm a lawyer," and they say to him, "Afal pikein, even we know what you did, and we still want to honor you, the other people in the city over there." Yekabel mahem, so he can accept the honor. Shenemar v'ze dvar harotzech. This is the word of the slayer, right? So you see from the same structure of the verse that the same thing applies, that they offer to honor him, he has to verbally say no, but if they insist, then he can accept the honor.